Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Oh, wow. Welcome, everyone. I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. You know, I'm always in awe about the way these shows line up. You know, what I mean by that is, you know, here you are, you're going all along in your life, and, you know, you get a producer like Linda who does, you know, all the scheduling, lines everybody up, gets things going, and then you get to think to yourself for a minute, wow, how did this topic come up just in time? How did that work? I mean, just when you need to talk about something or when you need to get some help from, you know, maybe your angels or your guides or whatever that is, bam, we have a show that's all about it. That's what today's show is about. Quantum Angel Healing, how to access the divine matrix to restore health and balance. My very special guest, Eva Maria Moore, are joining me here today. The book that's in front of me, I love this book. I love the colors. This is, I often wonder, what is the creative energy that goes in to creating a book, to doing a book cover? And then I get a book like this, and you just can't find the words for it, but you get a vibration from this, and you know there's something going on here. This book in front of me is by my very special guest today, Quantum Angel Healing Energy Therapy and Communication with Angels. Why is this important? Well, it's important because each and every one of us wakes up every day. We think about what our day is going to be like. Some of us think about, you know, what we're grateful about. Some of us think about the issues that come up in our lives, the jobs we don't like, the bills that we can or cannot pay. And, you know, maybe a boss or two that's just pretty old grumpy. But then what do we do about it? Do we sulk? Do we hold on to everything? Or is there another way? Is there something that we can do? Eva Maria Moore's journey is one that she's going to talk about. When you think about what it means to be this, go from this international top management consultant, boy, do I know that road, to become a clairvoyant medical intuitive spiritual teacher. What is that about? How did that happen for her? How did she come up with Quantum Angel Healing? You know, what is it about her life that sort of turned things upside down? Or maybe, how about this, right side up? Today you're going to hear what Quantum Angel Healing is. We're going to be able to take your calls as well. I'm going to get that number from my buddies here at BBS. And we're going to have a fabulous show. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life. It doesn't matter where you are in your transitions, your changes, your losses, your gains. It doesn't matter. You know, this is about being able to call in the most amazing energy in your life, get some help, and don't actually have to do it alone. Eva Maria, welcome to the show. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you so much for this fantastic introduction, and I'm so happy that you can feel the energy of this book and that there is indeed something very, very special going on and that is available to everybody to in tune with this powerful, life-changing energy if you are open for that.
I love this because, you know, for me, let's just talk about beginnings if we can for a minute. I don't even know if these are beginnings, but we could talk about beginnings in this lifetime, you know, unless we're going to do a little past life regression here, which we could probably do. But what I want to talk about is this journey that we take. And, you know, I was reading about you and I was really struck by, okay, here we have this woman, you know, this top management consultant, you know, doing what most people would say, you know, is a job that you get paid lots of money for doing.
Yep.
How do we go from that? And in your case, go to be this amazing, intuitive, you know, this incredible angel healing energy. Because this is the question. You know, if you can do it, and I can walk away from my top management corporate job and, you know, be a host of a positive talk show, the question then becomes, why can't everybody live the lives they want? But what was this journey like for you?
Mm-hmm. Well, it started trying to do everything right. And that's what people do, all of us. We come into this life, we ask our parents what to do, we ask our teachers what to do, we want to be loved, we want to get good grades, we want a pat on the shoulder, be the good girl. That was what I knew to do, go to church and do everything right, and get a double master's degree and end up in top management, to make it really, really brief, okay? I was following a program without knowing it. And till the day when I got really, really sick and burned out, my complete thyroid, had an autoimmune disease, almost died, then I got my wake-up call, and we all have wake-up calls. And my wake-up call was this illness. We have other wake-up calls like divorces, unemployments, whatever people's stories are. There's a pattern to it. You live a program, you don't live your own life, and then you get a chance to wake up or to continue sleeping. And I woke up and I realized there must be something not right. I followed protocol. Why am I so ill? What is going on? Mm-hmm. And then when I was really sick, I started to go deep inside, and I looked for answers, and I asked God, please help me. And I'm at the end of everything I did by the books, everything I knew. And that's when I got in touch with my spiritual side, got in touch with the angels, found answers that were not from my head, from the brain, but from the heart. And I changed my whole life. I mean, you said it. How did you put it, like upside down or put the right side up?
Exactly. Well,
so,
you know, the reason that this is such an important question is, I know for you probably, and you know, isn't it funny? I got an autoimmune disease as well. What is up with that, by the way?
Yeah, big red stop sign. Say, stop, no more like that. Wake up, look what's there.
Well, it's so interesting, because let's talk about what an autoimmune disease is. It's when your immune system starts attacking itself.
Yeah, absolutely, where nothing works no more.
And if we looked at that as sort of a message, sort of a, you know, wake-up call for the attacking that's going on in our lives, you know, walking down a road, doing something that we're not meant to do, not really reaching through our highest power, the next question then becomes, what is my purpose? How do I do this? And, you know, you start your book out by talking about formulating a clear intention. How does one do that, especially when you have an illness? You know, when things are going on in your life that doesn't make sense. You see what I'm saying, Eva Maria?
Yes, yes. And I actually start a little, one little step ahead before I said an intent. And that is with the question, who are you? I write about that in my introduction, a very, very fundamental question. Who are you? Are you that top management consultant? Are you this housewife? Are you the cab driver? Are you the doctor? Who are you? And I'm asking all the listeners to really reflect on this question. Who are you? And most people don't know the answer to that. Most people identify with what it says on their business cards, or with a profession, or with being a mom, whatever. But this is not who we are. This is a role. It's a program. Who we are is so much more. And to get in touch with who we are, this love energy, this power of God inside of every single person. We have a soul. This is who we are. Every person has a soul. But what is a soul? It's our God power. This is who we are. And we're here to bring our love and our certain soul, divine purpose to this planet, and to find that, who we truly are. And then to do this and not coming from the head with an intention, but from the heart and saying, okay, I get it, and it takes a while to get it. I make it brief because we're on limited showtime here, but this is so important to find that out. Who are you? What is your soul purpose? Why are you here? And being of service where we are, it could be being a nurse, could be a radio host, could be a quantum angel healer. What is the purpose? Why are you here? How are you serving yourself by doing this? And how are you serving other people by not holding back, by not hiding behind the closet or behind anything what people are hiding behind? So it's the whole game is the controversy between acting from the head, acting out of a program, acting out of fear, or coming from the heart, living what you're here to do, and being of service. This is what this whole game is about, from my point of view.
Something you just said. Very important. Very important. Something you said, very important.
Mm-hmm.
We're here for a purpose. Now, is it that we get into these situations, whether it's a job we don't want, whether it's an illness that we don't want, there's something about these things that happen to us in our life. It's as if, you know, the universe, angels, whatever you believe in, trying to get our attention. And if we're not really paying attention, I mean, isn't this kind of a strange way to think about our lives? But is this in fact true?
Mm-hmm. We're at the most part, at the beginning of our lives, kind of like floating into something, or are steered into going to school. Is not a conscious choice. You go to the school that is next to your house because this is what everybody else does. We don't do conscious choices. We're not raised that way. This is not our Western culture. So you find yourself in a situation where you just try to be like everybody else or fit in the school, and that's what most teenagers at least do. So the conscious choice, what am I doing with my life? That never happened. So when people are now in their, whatever, 40s or 50s or whatever, and saying, well, I don't really like my job. I don't really like the person I live with. I don't like the house I'm in. I don't like any of it. Then it's time to reflect and realize, or when people get sick, why did I get sick? Realize, and that was my question, how I developed quantum angel healing. Why? When did that happen? Why is this creation there? And in order to figure this out, you have to go on another level. Out of the head, you have to go on the level before creation, and I call that the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
And when you are ill, when you have a certain symptom, a life situation or an illness, there is an energy that created that. Just like ingredients create a pizza or a cake, what are the ingredients? What are the energies, the thoughts and the emotions that were woven into whatever you call XYZ disease or divorce? So in order to transform a life, the first step in quantum angel healing is to become aware of what are the ingredients, what created that cancer, why is that tumor there, not just how can we, you know, slam it with chemo or radiation. Why is it there, and what can we do to transform that energy that created that alarm sign that something is not doing so good in your system? So this is the question that we're asking quantum angel healing, and with the help of the angels that give us the access to the quantum field, like to the spiritual internet, we can get those answers. And that is so amazing. That's so powerful. I'm in awe every single time I'm receiving the messages, and the angels are applying the healing energy on a person, and they are going through transformation, maybe some tears, maybe some warmth and tingling, whatever the sensation is. They feel that they're getting transformed. They're completely different after a session. They feel relief, the weight is off, the heaviness is gone, and it's like a new software is downloaded and a person can start from a healthy place. And really, after changing the ingredients, the symptoms and the situation of a person's life will change. That's what we're doing.
I love it. You know, we're going to take a short break. For those of you out there just tuning in, I want you to know I am so thrilled. I'm honored to have Eva Maria Mora joining me here today. The book is Quantum Angel Healing. We have several giveaways during the show, but we also will have an opportunity for all of you to call in during this show and to find out how you can connect with your angels. When we come back, we're going to be talking about what does it mean to have trust in God? What is that about? And then how can we take a look at what is going on in our lives and take whatever it is, understand it's here for a reason, and move on to cleanse the energy body. This is a fabulous, fabulous show, and we are in the process of sharing some very important things. It doesn't matter where you are in your life or what you're doing. It's just a time for everyone out there to get to that place of joy and happiness and beyond. We have 5 Quantum Angel Healing paperback books to give away. We've got ebooks to give away. We've got download healing meditation to give away. And we have a couple of very, very special things, which I'll talk about when we come back. The way to do this is to send an email to info@thedrpatshow.com. info@thedrpatshow.com. And in the subject, say, I love my angels. We're going to take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
What would it take for you to feel free and know that you have all the time you need to fulfill your destiny and live the life of your dreams? Wouldn't it be wonderful to be in this state of being every single day? Learn how to develop this profound knowing and this skill by cultivating gratitude in your daily life. Each moment, you have a choice. Take the time now, in this present moment, to open yourself to more valuable time for you. Use our gratitude journal, graced with our bungee bookmark, infused with the essence of gratitude, and write down what you are grateful for. This daily practice will transform your life and shift your reality. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life and health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Welcome back to the show. We've got a great show. Joining me here today is Eva Maria Mora. The book is Quantum Angel Healing. And, you know, Eva was saying during the break that, you know, we can tell you about these wonderful things she has in the book, but it's so important to share stories these days because I think all of us are really looking to take whatever hope we have and to put it into action. And so before the break, I was talking about, you know, what does it mean to have self-confidence and trust in God? You know, is this something you do when life is really good? And what happens when life is not? What happens to that trust? What happens to the love, the gratitude, the kindness? So what is the way that we figure out what that script is that's running and how do we heal it? How do we remove it? How do we get rid of these harmful programs? Eva Maria, thank you for joining me here today. I know those are a couple of big questions, but they really talk to the heart of your work.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. It is a personal issue, if you have a relationship with God or not, or what you call God, but most people can see when they look out the window, when they look at how the trees are and the plants are blooming and everything and the birds fly by, they can see creation. So there is a higher power who is orchestrating, I don't know if that's the right English word. Sorry, I'm not a native speaker. Making the music of the universe, being the conductor of that. There is a higher power. There is something there. People around the globe believe that there is a higher power, and they have different names for it. And I believe that there is, and that the higher power is the energy of love, and that is the creation energy. And I found that some people have lost the connection to this love energy, to this creative force that, you know, is creating the universe. And it is very important to understand that there are programs like what I call the Love Hurts program.
Yeah.
That is the reason why people are maybe losing their faith, maybe losing their trust that there is no angels or that there for them there is no answers. And I want to encourage people to call upon their guardian angels, to call upon Archangel Raphael, for example, the healer angel, and allow them to help you heal your heart, because this is so important that the hearts are healed, because through the heart you can communicate with angels. You can feel their energy. You can see what they're doing. It's not with the brain, with the head, no matter how much you think or do affirmations, it's through the heart. So what I found in all those years of working with people, healing of the heart is a key factor, because so much people have this Love Hurts program. They're here on this planet, they come in, and they're happy maybe as a baby, maybe not. Maybe something happens to their mom, maybe something happens to their family, and they experience, oh boy, love hurts. Later on in life, they maybe get dumped by their first big love, or they're going through a divorce. And so many people believe love hurts, and then they shield their heart. They can't feel anything anymore. Maybe they take some substances to be numb, like drugs or alcohol, whatever. Most people are numbing themselves and not feeling And then they're asking, well, how do I talk to God or the angels? It's kind of difficult because you're very numb and you guarded your heart, and the first step is healing and transforming off the heart to have this connection to God and the angels. And I wasn't hearing any angels, and I was too busy, and I was not there until I got my wake-up call and found my way back home, is what I call it, back home to the energy of love, back home being connected with God, with the angels. And I help other people who want that, who are longing for this love and this feeling of being supported and not alone. I help them to, yeah, get in touch with that again and find a way to heal themselves, their life situations, and live in paradise and be really, really happy. And that is possible. It's a journey, but it's possible. I did it. I can show you the way because I walked every little step of the way, including walking through a lot of difficult life situations.
You know what's interesting, Eva Maria? I was talking on the show today and yesterday, and actually the programming this week has been so integrated. It's just beautiful. But we were talking about the energy that might be happening in people's lives. And, you know, we were talking about what has it been like for people, at least in this country, over the past 4 years or so. Meaning, you know, what is some of the pain that folks have experienced? And one of my guests said, you know, some of the statistics that are out there now really talk to the level of abuse that's going on, not just in the home, but you will relate to this. I know I experience it, but in the workplace. And so, yeah, you know, first of all, my question is, do you really think, you know, that is what's happening? That sort of, you know, our coping mechanisms have really been tested. And if it is true that we have this collective of abuse, which then ends up with somebody on the other end of it, what can people do to recover themselves from this?
Mm-hmm. I do look at things on some other levels, and I, mm-hmm. when I go on that level, I see the pain, yes, and I feel the pain, but I also see that it is like giving birth of a new earth. I don't always see it as a negative. I see it that some people are in bad life situations, and we all have been in a crisis, we know pain. I most people I talk to, I can say I have been there. I can feel this. I have felt that too. But it guides us to saying no more. It guides us when I look at the economy, when I look how people did business based on greed and based on very wrong motives. It's time that stops and that people don't get away with that anymore. So all this pain leads to people saying, no more, stop, there has to be another way. And we're looking at what we can do on a personal level. No one has to go to a job and be abused there and be treated like a slave. And once you realize who you really are, my first question, and to know that there is another way, you are not dependent on that. People might say, "Whoa, I need that money from that job." No, you're focused there. You don't see that there will be another way, and there is another way, and there will be a better way based on love, based on who you are, what is serving you. Everybody has a different talent. Everybody has a different assignment. So if we look at it on that level, I'm saying, well, good. It's a wake-up call, and I know we will all get through this. And it is a new beginning. It is the birthing of a new new way of doing business. I work with a lot of beautiful people together on a business level, but we care about each other, and that's different. I never had that experience when I was in top management consulting. They didn't care about me at all. So, and this new way of thinking, of feeling, of treating each other, this is what works. And it's like the dinosaurs. They're going to be dying out. Maybe they're still laughing at the little small businesses that care about the environment, that care about the planet, that care about the children. Well, maybe they're still laughing, but they laughed at Amazon when they were saying, what, you're giving books away? And now look at them, okay? And there's millions of examples from little mom-and-pop ideas and places coming from the heart, and that will last. And that is what I can only tell the people, please do what is in your heart. And if you like to make cupcakes or whatever you love to do or do things, stop allowing that somebody else treats you in a way that you don't deserve it.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with you, Eva Maria, about the angels. What are the, who are some of the angels that can address specific ailments? You know, how, which ones, what angels are best available to help us resolve certain conditions? And how do we get rid of some of those unwanted, unresolved emotions from our lives? Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. When we come back, we'll be talking with, you know, my incredible guest today, Eva Maria Mora, and the book is Quantum Angel Healing. What I want to tell everyone is that you can go to her website, which is quantumangel.com, quantumangel.com. Check it out. When we come back, we'll be taking your questions, taking your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Kaler. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping. Set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go to drpatlive.com. Really, really great. It's great to have all of you joining us, tuning us in, turning us on. We're thrilled to have Eva Maria Mora joining us here today, Quantum Angel Healing. If you want to connect with your angels, if you want to connect with us live on the show, just give us a shout. We have a toll-free number here, 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Eva Maria, thank you for joining us here today. You know, I'm interested in what angels are best to solve certain specific situations, conditions that are going on. But before we do that, let's make sure everybody has your website, knows how to find out more about you, how to get a copy of the book.
Yes, my website is quantumangel.com, and in my book, Quantum Angel Healing, I introduce the readers, it's a practical book, how to clear your energy field, how to raise your vibration, how to do the angel breath, so you are easily able to connect with the angels. I describe who the angels are. For example, Archangel Raphael is the healer angel. He helps a lot with transformation and healing. Archangel Michael is, I call him the bouncer angel. He's a really powerful angel. And when people have blockages and lots of fear or maybe energies that are not positive, he helps transform them. Archangel Gabriel is an angel who helps with new beginnings. Like when I wrote my books, it's 5 books by now, every single time Archangel Gabriel came in and say, okay, let's do this, and we write it together. So there is descriptions of all the angels. And, for example, Archangel Azrael, if you're grieving, if you have lost a loved one or something, then those are the energies of Archangel Azrael, very comforting. But angels are energies. They're energies of love, just and a different vibration, like music, like different instruments, like a guitar or like a piano. But they're always vibrating on the frequency of love. And when you get in resonance with this frequency of love, you can change your own vibration, and your own healing takes place when your vibration goes higher, and that is physics. That's the law of resonance, and the quantum physics that I describe a little bit in the book as well, and all the science behind the work that I do is in the book as well, will tell you that what you're thinking, what you're feeling has an impact on the outcome of a situation. So when I do a private phone session, like I do every day, I work with clients every day, and I connect with them with their energy field like I would connect to a website. I connect with the angels like I would connect to a website. It's connecting to energy. And with the help of the angels, they can point out what a person is thinking, feeling, what caused the situation. This morning I had a person who has lung cancer, a beautiful woman. She's in her early 50s. She lives in Switzerland. And she asked, why? She was also a person who took my class, my certification program. I teach what I do, and I love teaching this, and I see the results. So this person took my class last year. She had a big tumor in her lung. She applied this modality. She learned how to do this, and she got well. And the doctor say, well, that was a miracle, and she got well, and she was doing fine. Now, a year and a half later, she called for a session and said, I don't know, I must be doing something wrong. Oh. I got a little tumor back in my left lung, and what am I doing wrong, okay? So I connected with her energy field, I connected with the angels, and I asked this question, and I look what happens, and why, because there's a reason for this. And the first thing the angels were telling me is sun. And I'm like, okay, do you have a son? And then she was talking about her children. She has a daughter and a son. And then she said, well, and I have another son, and I felt this strong energy through the angel and says, okay, let's talk about that. And that was a child that she has lost while she was 5 months pregnant. That was very, very traumatic. She was 21 at that time when that happened, still really young for an experience like that. And we talked about this. I said, okay, sweetheart, we need to talk about this. And the angels are showing me that here is the key for you. And we found out that she blamed herself the last 30 years for the loss of this child. She blamed herself. She could have done something better. She was accusing the doctors for not helping her. She felt completely helpless. All those emotions surfaced in the session, and that what happens in the session, the ingredients, what I talked about, they're coming up, those emotions. And then the angels do a healing on this person, and she was crying. She said, I thought I dealt with this. And, well, obviously not to this deep core level because it was just too painful. And this energy was still in there, and that painful energy created this little tumor that came back. So the angels did this transformation. They did the healing on her, and it's been a beautiful, beautiful healing. And I kind of like observe what happens then. Like I look at a website, I see what the angels are doing with the body, with the organs, with the emotional body, and how they transform and delete some programs, like the guilt that she was running, the punishment that she was doing to herself. And afterwards, she felt so different. She said, oh my God, for the first time in 35 years, I feel light. I feel free of this guilt. I feel free of this pain. And I know I'm going to be healthy now.
You know, I mean, this is a beautiful story. It really is a story. And you go through this in the book here, Eva Maria. You know, you really take us on this journey that is quite detailed in some ways. I mean, you really give us a beautiful framework to look at, and especially around emotions, because that's what we really are talking about right now. Mm-hmm. We do get hit at the emotional level. You know, exactly. Our brain wants to come in and tell us we haven't been hit there, right?
Oh, no.
But, you know, you just can't get around it. We're so good, at least I think in this country, we're so good at stuffing our emotions. I mean, if you ever sat around my family's table on a Sunday, come from an mm-hmm. Italian family, if you ever sat mm-hmm. around for Sunday Italian dinner,
wonderful.
You got a, I'm telling you, you got a real sense of what emotions look like.
Oh, yes.
I know. But then what happens is we get socialized into how to be, how not mm-hmm. to show emotions. And especially if you look at the workplace here in the United States over the past 30, 40 years, where, you know, your bosses have told you there's no place for emotions. Mm-hmm. You know, what would you say to people to help us get in touch with what we're feeling?
Mm-hmm. That's a really good question.
I know it.
I'm still at the Italian dinner with you. Because food and love, it's all connected. And
it
we
is.
Are full of emotions. Everybody who saw the movie Titanic in the movie theater, everybody is crying, you know, when this young man is sinking to the ground of the ocean. And it's just, we want love. This is who we are. Again, our soul, our essence is love. And then we get all shut down in school, at work. And I encourage people to get back to before you were shut down, try to remember what excited you and what did you love the most when you were little. And my husband, he is a teacher also in the shamanic tradition. With he was raised and trained by Hopi Apache. So he tells me that before the age of five, the Native Americans look, what are the children doing? Are they hunting butterflies? Are they good with horses? What are they doing? This has been the tradition to find out who is the purpose, who is the spirit? What is your purpose? Who are you? The first and most important question. And then they have guides and elders to make sure that this person stays connected to the true spirit. So if you are the one who is the fire keeper, or you're the one that deals with the horses, and you forget it, the elders are there to remind you what is your true spirit. And that is what I'm saying to the people. Please look, what is your true spirit? What did you love the most when you were little? Was it playing the guitar? I loved doing that till my dad told me, well, you can't sing, you should shut the door, and it got shut down. And luckily my son, who is 16 years old now, he is this music talent, and he's so gifted, and I'm so happy that I can encourage him to do what he was born to do. He was born to share his love, his gift, with music, and he sings and writes songs. He's awesome. So please go find what your gift was, what you came in with, and live this. And there is your passion, and there is your love, and there is your happiness. And don't let anybody stop you to do that.
I love this conversation because, you know, it really does get us back to our center, to our core. I wanted to ask you a question that has to do with our pop culture here. And, well, actually not just here, you know, globally. We have certain fascinations these days with what many people would call things that are not of this earth. And I'm just going to put it like that, because there's a fascination that many people have had with the entire Harry Potter.
Mm-hmm.
The fascination that folks have had with the Twilight series. And now there's a fascination with the Hunger Games. And of course, out of the three that I've mentioned, you know, the Hunger Games and the idea behind the Hunger Games is probably one of the most brutal descriptions of survival. When you create a game that pits one teenager after the other, and the end of the game is that only one should.
Mm-hmm.
This film, by the way, has sold, from what I understand now, they're way over the $100 million mark in pre-sales. So I want to ask you, given the work you've done, the years you've done it, what are we elevating to? It's so interesting to see the phenomenon that has happened in the past 2 years with movies, starting with Avatar, now the Hunger Games. What is happening? Is it consciousness? What is it?
Okay. I tell you, Dr. Pat, what I'm seeing, and the angels bring in this picture for us. I'm seeing a volcano, an erupting volcano. All those suppressed emotions that we wanted to be, what I said, the good girl, only do what you're told. We wanted the functioning society, the regulated society, suppressing the emotions. And now people are ready to just really explode like a volcano and saying no, and there is more, and there is the other worlds. And I was right when I was little, and I saw angels and I saw fairies, and look at Harry Potter, how successful that was, and everybody around the globe, also the adults, that yes, this is the magic world, the other world exists. And It should be normal for us to interact with them. It's not woohoo or something. They're there. It's unnormal that we're suppressing that. If you go, again, back to the roots, to people who live in the Amazon or in a nature environment, they talk to the trees. They see the spirit of the plants. And Avatar, you mentioned, they see the trees and honor and respect the spirit and all living beings, and that is what's coming back, and thank God it's coming back. It's so necessary that the spirit is recognized and that we are respecting the spirit of all life forms, not to slaughter animals because we want a bigger steak or whatever. You know, I'm not judging this. I'm just saying this is what's happening since you asked the question, and the people want to feel again. And sadly enough, I have to admit, I have not seen or read the books yet, The Hunger Games. I know my teenage son has, and I bought all the books for him, and I trust that those are good books. No, no, I have to learn, and I don't stop learning. I learn every day, especially with my teenager. I'm going to go to the movies with him. We just talked about it today. I said I want to see this. But what I understand is this brutality, that this society got so numbed down that sometimes it takes something brutal and violent to feel again. And psychologists will confirm that, why people are anorexic, why people start cutting themselves. The deep pain that you're not living who you are is so, so powerful that sometimes people put themselves into situations where they feel more pain, or even look at a brutal movie to escape from their own pain. And that's what I see.
Well, it's so interesting. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with the book series, The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. The movie comes out on the 23rd.
Yeah.
You know,
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with the book?
Like I said, I bought them for my son. I bought them all. And he said, but Mom, those are great books. I can put them down. But I did not have the time to read those books.
Right.
I was writing my own.
Here's the thing. Your son really nailed it. And I would imagine your son is going to be one of the first people to see this movie. I'm probably going to be right behind him. And, you know, why is it that this is so important? Well, first of all, let's talk about heroines. Let's talk about how we can become the heroes of our own lives. Because isn't that what your book is about? Isn't that what communicating with angels is about? I mean, this is not a book. This is not a book series and movie series about people going out killing each other, young people. It really is this story of this gumption of this young woman who starts out as a martyr, turns into a champion, and ends up about as vulnerable as one can get as someone that steps into her power. This is what we get to experience through this young woman. Yes. Which one of us doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, and actually my last book, I wrote it in German. It's not out in the U.S. yet. It's called Activating Your Divine Power. And we come from this martyr place, like you said, and we want to be the heroes. We want to be the creators in our life. We want to be empowered. And this is what my work is all about. Mm-hmm. Exactly that. Exactly that.
Well, and, you know, this is where, you know, let's talk about this. A lot of what we do, and I know you talk about this, a lot of what we do, we think we have to do alone. Mm-hmm. I think we're finding that there's a new model. And that model is to be able to ask for help, whether it's help from another person or help from the angelic realm. Would you share with us some of the, you know, steps, some of the ways that people can connect with their angels?
Mm-hmm. The easiest way is to find the energy of love again in your heart. And I understand for some people that's not easy. I explained that before with the Love Fridge program. But in order to tune your own sensor into a vibration of love, it's like when I want to hear your radio show or some other people's radio shows, I have to tune in the station. So very clearly, the angels broadcast on the vibration on the station, if you will, so of love. So by you finding something that you love, maybe you look at a photo of a beautiful rose, or look at your pet or your baby or whatever gets you in touch with that. This is the place you need to start out with. This is the station you are able to listen to what the angels have to say and broadcast. And then you relax, and then you find another little button on your head, and you turn off the chitter-chatter in your head, the I should've and I could've and dinner is waiting, blah, blah, blah. Turn off the blah, blah, blah. Stay in this frequency of love and then say, please, guardian angel, or please, Archangel Raphael, touch my heart give me a hug. Give me a sign. Show me that you're there. I know you're there. Right now I might not see you, but show me your love. And then it's like visualizing being in a cloud or something. Okay, maybe that helps you too. Allow this, however you perceive the vibration of an angel. Maybe you see a color. Maybe you feel the angel. Maybe you even hear a message. And in my certification programs, I prepare people for that and get them to this place of being in the energy of love and do a little guided meditation with the angel breath that I explain in my book. And with the angel breath and through this little meditation, I taught hundreds and thousands of people how to connect with their angels, with the archangels, and every single person after the 3 days of the certification program, latest at day three, usually earlier, they can speak with the angels, give other class members a message for the group. That's the last exercise we do on day three. Give them a message from the angels for the group, and you can feel it's coming from the angels because you feel the vibration. So there's certain steps you can do, and you don't need any cards, pendulums, or none of this. You don't need attunement or any master. You are already equipped. Every person is equipped to connect with the angels. Mm-hmm. We all can do it. Just a little guidance, like we all can ride the bicycle. We all can learn how to swim when we're little. It just needs a good and loving and patient teacher. And I teach through the book. I teach in my classes. And everybody can do this. And then a whole world opens up to you.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for joining me. It has been such an honor, such a pleasure. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Everybody, Eva Maria Mora joining me here today. One of her books, Quantum Angel Healing. Thank you so much. It has been such a delight, such an honor. What a great show.
Thank you so much. And my love to you and everybody out there.
And I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in and turning us on. It is such an honor to have you here. I want to thank everybody pushing all the right buttons at this station. It sounds like this is the way that each of us wants to live. Tap into your angelic realm and create the life you desire. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Down your soapbox is way too high overgrown. You can barely see the ground or touch the sky. Your high horse is taking off and left to you, nowhere to be found. Better off dead, or so you said, but don't worry, we all fall down somehow.
Someday, not somehow.